It's the D-O-double-G, the road dog, Jesse James, and by my side, as always, is that B-A-double-D-A, double crooked letter, badass Billy Gunn. Together we are the New Age Outlaws, and you're listening to the VOC Nation, and if you ain't down with that, he's got two words for you. Suck it.
VOC Nation provides live daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with the hosts and guests by phone call, email, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts include the legendary Ken Resnick, who you probably remember from the AWA and WWE, former WCW performer, the Maestro, Wes Briscoe, who you probably remember from Impact, Brady Hicks, who you remember from Pro Wrestling Illustrated, former WWE and TNA star, Shelly Martinez, and former Philly radio personality, Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern, and of course, In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum, the Maestro. And by the way, both of these shows take callers live during the show. What are you waiting for? Go listen live right now at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all of our podcasts by searching for VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. Oh, and follow them on Twitter too, at VOC Nation.
Welcome everybody to another Briscoe and Big Ace show. We're going to start this off with just a moment of silence before we get into the fun. The wrestling world lost a legend this week in a Road Warrior Animal, Joe Laurinaitis. So at this time, we'd like to just take a moment of silence in his honor. Thank you, everybody, for taking that moment of silence with us. A true legend passed away. One of the greatest tag teams of all time in the wrestling world. I mean, they really are. So thank you for that, everybody. And welcome to another Briscoe and Big Ace show. We got a big one, everybody. We got a big one this week. Wes, of course, is with me. Wes, how's it going?
Oh, man, just chilling. I mean, really, really sad news because I actually was really close to Animal. I've known him pretty much since I was about 9 years old. My uncle, my dad has wrestled him. He's walked me out to the ring. He's held up one of the tag team titles. He lifted up my hand. He's played a big part in my role as being a professional wrestler and someone that was such an easy person to approach. Not all the time do you get a legend like that where you could sit next to him and he'd love to tell you stories or watch your match. And you're seeing it from the wrestling community right now of how many wrestlers are posting pictures with him. It's just showing that his love, and he would always share knowledge, and that he shared knowledge with every wrestler that he came across. And to me, his impact and seeing all the wrestlers just post all those pictures just, you know, it kind of made me tear up a little bit just because, you know, he's part of the family. And, you know, it's definitely a sad day.
Yeah, he definitely I got to meet him the same day he walked you to the ring, you and Garrett. You couldn't have been nicer. He didn't know who I was at all. You introduced me to him and we ended up sitting there talking for a while. Let me touch the elbow pads, which is awesome.
He wanted to go on the show, you remember?
Yeah, he wanted to do the podcast, which, man, did we drag our feet on that, unfortunately. Sorry, everybody, we missed the boat on that one. But, man, just a great guy. Before we get any further, though, we got some guests on the show that we need to introduce. Very big big guests. And first of all, we appreciate that you guys are doing this because we know there's a huge time difference. I'm just getting done with work, and it sounds like y'all getting ready for bed. But yeah, we have
CrossFit.
So it is the African Wrestling Alliance for Life. AJ, the promoter, is here with us, as well as the top guy, Johnny Palazzo from AWA, as well. Wes, you got to go down to Africa and wrestle with AWA and these guys this last year. Mm-hmm. And this has started this friendship, and now we're glad to welcome you guys to the show. So AJ, Johnny, welcome.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Yeah, Johnny is the man in South Africa. I mean, he pretty much, you know, runs the schools. He is the champ. He is pretty much the man over in South Africa. I want to know, My question to you, because I didn't really get to ask you this, who brought you up? Who trained you? Who was like, who was the guys that like inspired you to become a professional wrestler?
You know, before I started, I didn't even know there was professional wrestling in South Africa. I just knew of what I watched on the little bits that we managed to get of like WWF in those days. So, you know, when I found out, there was this guy called Sean Kuhn, and he's been my mentor, he's my best friend, he's my brother. He's just so much more than that. You know, he's really, really close to me. He's the guy that's actually trained me. And that's my guy, man. That's my mentor. He's the godfather of the wrestling. Just if I might interject real quick, just apologies. It's AWA, and AJ's heading the Fed of TSW, Top Stars Wrestling. And we've actually got a partnership, and you know, basically we want to change the face of South African wrestling.
And AJ is definitely the guy to do it. I mean, no other promotion literally pulls up with two white BMWs with our picture. I don't know any other promotion that does that.
So, man, well, that's right. You like that BMW because it had your face all over it.
Did you guys have it wrapped? Was that what was it wrapped?
Yeah,
it was wrapped. Yeah, so, Briscoe's face all over.
It had Briscoe's face all over it. It had Evan Nova's face all over it, and it had Mike Talva.
So, AJ, how did you get into promotion? What like draws you to wanting to start this company and wanting to really change wrestling in South Africa? What drove you to become the pioneer, the promoter that you are right now?
Okay, well, pioneer, I don't know about that so far, but yeah, my dad formed a TSW, okay, which was Top Stars Wrestling Promotions in the early 80s, and he brought down the likes of Tiger Jeet Singh, the likes of the Great Kabuki that went down into the that air crash, S.A. Helderberg, where a lot of the wrestlers passed on my dad's opening tournament. But I basically one night was sitting in my lounge and looking at his photo, and I decided, well, you know what, let me just carry on the legacy. And I didn't know where to start because my dad has passed on since. So the best person that I could think of at the time was to contact Sean Kuhn. And when I got into contact with Sean Kuhn, he gave me some advice and we set up a meeting. I flew down to Cape Town. I met with him. And that's where the relationship between TSW and AWA was formed, and it's grown from strength to strength. Sean's a great guy. He's legendary in the business. His dad, his uncle, they were legends in the business. So that's where we at, and I want to continue that. You know, we've got a great team, the likes of Johnny Palacio, for example. There's a lot of other guys. Wes, you met a lot of them when you were down here.
Yeah, that was
guys. So we just want to take it to the next level now. We feel, look, this year has been a pretty bad year for us. I think you guys experienced it as well in terms of wrestling and in terms of events and stuff like that, where we were like in a complete lockdown with this COVID-19. And we now ready to do whatever we have to do. So we ready to come to America. We ready to do battle wherever we have to go and do whatever we have to do to continue the legendary business.
Yeah.
I mean, we've lost a great legendary guy, Joe. And on the South African side, a month ago, we lost a legend, Donnie Brits, who was a legend in his right, who's pioneered South African wrestling. So, yeah.
And that's something that I was super impressed with, was the talent that South Africa had. I had no idea the skills that these guys had. I mean, they were having 5 to 6 stars matches, and every person there knew how to bump correctly. Every person knew how to hit the ropes. It was like, it was crazy. You guys really know how to make a wrestler. I mean, and the best thing about it, most of you guys are all tough as nails.
So let me ask you guys this then. How do you get, you know, here you have the independent, you have the schools and stuff. I assume, is it the same down in Africa for local talent? Like, are there wrestling schools around? Do you guys run like seminars and camps for people who are interested in breaking into the business down there with you guys?
It's not as commercialized as America, I would say. You know, we've got four provinces where you got the Western Cape, which is where we're based in Cape Town. And then you've got that's like the main federation in Cape Town, which was basically just one. Then in Joburg, you're sitting with three or four. There's one in Port Elizabeth. There's a startup in Durban. So, not a lot of people realize, but there is a rich heritage of pro wrestling in South Africa, and it stems back many, many years. It's lost its momentum, a little bit of a quiet patch, but hopefully, you know, with I would say 2020, 2019, I would say was a pretty big year for pro wrestling in South Africa. We had an influx of so much American interest, because let's face facts, America is like, you know, you guys are like the go-to, you know, it's, you know, you base everything around what you see on TV coming out of America. So when we heard that we were going to get a couple of guys from America, we were like, oh man, are we even ready for this? This is going to be the yardstick for everything we've been training for. I mean, at this point, I've been wrestling for 17 years, and, you know, I'd never wrestled anyone from overseas. And for me, it was like, okay, well, now is going to be the true test. This is going to be the yardstick of where I am as a wrestler. If I can keep up, great, then I know I'm doing a decent job. If I ever, you know, you realize what I'm saying. I mean, that's basically, you know, Wes and Tava and Amber coming down, they were the yardsticks for us. And you know, we see these guys on TV, and, you know, we watched them growing up, and it was just phenomenal stepping inside there with such talent. It's Briscoe, you guys don't realize how lucky and fortunate you guys are. And all the guys in my locker room, you know, they were in awe of, like, the talent that you guys had. I mean, you guys were – and you know what? So humble. So awesome. So humble. So laid back. You don't
hit that in the States, though. See, and that's where I feel a lot of the indie wrestling here in the States kind of fall off, because I was telling you, Johnny, you guys have a real karamity. Everybody sticks together. It's more of a brotherhood. In the States, it's not like that. I'm telling you, it's a cutthroat. Everybody's like trying to do their moves, trying, like, no one works together. Everybody's just butting heads. And for you guys just to all become one family and know everyone's role, know where to be, know what spot you are, was just amazing. And you guys did more than keep up. You guys, you know, were hanging and banging, you know, it was awesome to see. And, you know, for AJ to put all that together was just, I can't believe AJ put all it together. And man, AJ is one hell of a promoter. He's able to, I mean, he took care of us, 5-star ratings. I mean, I couldn't ask for a better promoter to be with. It was funny because when I met AJ, I never even knew him. I flew all the way 26 hours. 26 hours. I put that on my clock. Like, I said a stopwatch. And I'm not talking about the drive to the airport. I'm not talking about layovers. I'm talking about from flight time to flight time. I started at time.
Is that a 26-hour flight from the state?
26 hours and 24 minutes and 4 seconds.
Wow. Crazy, man.
So,
nuts.
I get there, and I meet AJ. And then for some reason, we hate each other. No, we became best
friends. I feel your pain.
I like AJ's thinking about it right now. He's like, maybe.
He was a pain in the ass to deal with. But, instantly me and AJ just kind of like bonded and became brothers and actually became family. And, you know, AJ was – he brought us into his family. He brought us just – he showed us so much of South Africa, and that was something that I really felt I was blessed with, because I'm not going to lie, there's so many misconceptions here in the U.S. of South Africa. I'm not going to lie. Like, people have no – all they see is what they kind of see on the news, and they don't realize how beautiful, how friendly, how just everybody is just loving and – it's just like the stage. I mean, yeah, you go down the wrong street, yeah, something's gonna happen. I mean, that's like anywhere. I mean, you can go down two streets by my house and you could get shot. You just don't know. But you know, other than that, like it's so friendly and the landscape and just the people. I fell in love with South Africa. I was like, man, if it wasn't so far, I'd live here. It's one of those places, and especially, you know, Cape Town, and you just sit there and you look, and it's breathtaking. I mean, it's one of the seven wonders of the world. I mean, Table Rock, you know,
Table Mountain, yeah.
Yeah, Table Mountain. It's just, man, there's something magical about that place. And for anybody that ever wants to go, I highly recommend it, because South Africa is just – the people are beautiful. The culture is lovely. The food is delicious. It's like, words can't explain how much I love South Africa and how much South Africa means to me now. Like, I love my South Africa rugby shirt. I should have put it on tonight. I usually wear it. Coffee mug that I drink every day, you know. Like, it became like when you guys won the World Cup, it was like, yeah, I'm part of the team, you know?
Hold on now. You know, let's rewind a little bit.
It's the rugby, what was it? The Rugby World Championships, right?
Rugby World Cup, yeah. But before our match, I remember you took a mic and you were like, well, I hear you guys got a rugby team, and they're going to get beaten. I clearly remember that.
Well, I had some money. Okay, well, I'll tell you the story. I had some money in Vegas. I had a bookie that, you know, I had some cash out, and, you know, I was trying to get the inside scoop, and I heard one of your players were, you know, feeling sick, so I told the bookie that. He said, okay, we'll put some money on the team.
For sure. Tina, hello. Thanks for joining us as always. And Christopher, yeah, AWA and TSW.
Oh, dude, that dude, he has skills upon skills. One of the best managers I've ever seen in South Africa. He'll
describe him. Describe him. He looks like he weighs about 150.
Okay, we're going to describe Chris. He is, as you can see his picture, he is soft-spoken. He is someone that you would ever think to come out and be such a great heel manager and come out with such confidence and such pride and just shove it right up your butt. Just like
so obnoxious.
And then when he comes back, he's just the most, oh, I'm so sorry. I hope I didn't offend you. I'm like, dude, you're awesome, man. Like, you need to get signed. Like, he's such a great dude. You guys have such a great crew.
I mean, thanks, man.
It's unbelievable. And I'm so sad that we didn't get to go this year because we had some big stuff planned. And that's not gonna stop, you know, the format, because, you know, me and AJ have been talking and we want to try to bring you guys down here to Florida and see if you're willing to put that championship up. Because I remember last time, you know.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting.
I remember last time.
I like that. I do have a question.
Didn't go according to plan there.
You guys mentioned that bringing down wrestlers and talent like Wes from the United States over to Africa to be with the show was kind of like the measuring stick and stuff. So this hasn't been going on for long. So was that when you went down, was that the first time that you guys brought talent from the States down there? Have you done this before that?
It was done.
Well,
just now you fired
between AWA and TSW. TSW has definitely not brought any American talent down.
Okay,
because TSW is still relatively new since I formed it. It was only formed last year in June, and from where it's gone from June last year to now, I would like to give myself a little bit of a pat on my shoulder I brought it a long way. AWA, as far as I know, Johnny, did you guys bring any talent out? Look, from
prior to the 2000s, I know, like, you know, Americans used to come down probably the 1970s, 80s, right about there. But with regards to like the current crop of wrestlers and stuff, I do know that I would say that Briscoe and them are definitely some of the first to come down. I know in my career,
a new guy on the block.
Yeah, well, relatively speaking, I mean, like I've been wrestling for like 17 years, and that's like just being a baby in this game kind of thing. Doesn't feel like it, but you know, relatively speaking, you look at all the other guys that have been going for like 30, 40 years, and it's crazy. It's crazy. So yeah.
Yeah. No. Look, the Clash of Champions last year was the first time. And it's definitely not going to be the last, because we definitely looking at bringing new talent down to South Africa. And one of the biggest things for us at this stage is to take it to the next level. And when I say take it to the next level, I'm talking about taking the championship and defending it in Tampa, Florida.
I like that.
Whoever's prepared to stand up for the challenge, prepared to stand up to face Johnny Palacio.
Let me cut you off right there.
Sorry, I should have asked you. My bad.
You don't come to my country and tell me what to do.
Are you ready?
All right.
I'm not talking to you, Wes.
And number two, it probably won't be in Tampa, because we have a nice federation here in Cocoa Beach, Florida, Atomic Revolution Wrestling, which if you're willing, Johnny, and, you know, want to put that title up, I think we can arrange something where, you know, we can maybe go down. I don't know. I mean, I don't know your feelings.
Yeah, I just wanna know one thing. Are there good restaurants around there?
I'm talking about that title. Yeah, I don't care, AJ. You can talk about all that stuff later.
I tell you what, man.
Stop. You can't get me going and talk about this title. I want the title. I want the heavyweight title. I want at least an opportunity to go against the best South African wrestler there is.
Whoa. Well, I wouldn't go as far as saying I'm the best. I'm up there. I've got the title, buddy. I'm the big fish in the pond with that title.
There we go.
So, I mean, you got to ask yourself a question. Like, you know, are you up for it? I mean, is this something that you really want to do? Do you really want me to come up there and, you know, make it 2-0? I'm just, you know.
It'll be
but you know, there is some shady stuff going on over there. I don't truly believe that match was called fairly. I truly don't believe that you truly beat me. Yes, you were a great opponent, and yes, you did have the moves, but you did not really beat Wes Briscoe.
Listen, man, it's on YouTube. All right. Come on, Wes. Come on, buddy.
YouTube.
Are we really going down that dark road?
Hey, I got a good editing program on my computer. I can
make it look real good. I got a question, though. Just because I know you've been all, including Africa, you've been around the world wrestling. And when you go to these different regions, everybody kind of has their own style, you know?
I go to a different region, I always win the title. Like Canada, like Cuba, like Bahamas, like everywhere. But there is one title that I have not won, and there is one title that I won.
What title is that?
I believe it's the one that's around your waist.
But my question, though, is, do you guys have like your own style? Does Africa have its own like style? Would you guys say there's your own style of wrestling down there that your homegrown people are doing down there? You know, you go like out east, they got strong style. UK's got its own style type of wrestling. So would you say there's a salt or an African style of wrestling?
Yes. Well, yeah. I'll answer that. Let me answer that. Yes, we do have African style.
You go for it, big guy. You are actually the best one to answer this question. You've witnessed it all. Yeah, so go for it.
Johnny don't want to get hurt if he says something wrong.
Yeah. I got to be very mindful here. Yes, we definitely have our own style. And our style is blood.
All right.
Strong style.
There it is.
Blood.
Whoa. Well, like I said, you know, there's a few federations around South Africa, and it's as wide and varied as probably countries. Everyone's got their own style. Everyone's been trained by certain legends in that area. Sean Kuhn has trained us in Cape Town strong style. Trained us extremely hard. Like Briscoe was saying, you know, the guys are tough as nails, and we've tried to carry that through the trainings over the years. But yeah, I would say Cape Town is definitely strong style.
Yeah, but speaking of nail, you are that nail stuck in that board where I'm going to grab that hammer and I'm just going to go bam, and I'm going to pull that nail out.
Are you going to pull the nail?
I'm going to pull the nail.
I'm an old rusty nail, bud. I'm an old rusty nail. So, you know, you don't want to have to go for that.
And then I'm going to grab that title. I'm going to hold it up, and it's going to be in the United States.
So what are you saying? Where are you going with this, Briscoe?
I'm going me versus you. If you got the cojones, I mean, you're probably not. That means
the only thing that scares me about wrestling you is the flight. The 26-hour flight is the only thing that basically scares me.
Well, we'll give you a day if you want a day of rest. I mean, we'll pamper you up. But I believe I flew straight there and wrestled. Okay. So, you know what? You could call it whatever you want to call it, but I'm just saying whatever. You can send me all around the world, and I'm ready to fight as soon as I get off that plane, but I won't be complaining.
All right.
26 all right, hours. Well, I will say.
35 hours. Send me anywhere. I'll go against anybody. Johnny, are you got the balls to come to America and come face me?
I'm there, bud. I'm there. Let's get it going. AJ, book it. Let's do this. You know, I would love to put these big mouth Americans in the places.
So AJ,
big mouth Americans. Whoa.
Johnny's coming.
You know, you want to say I got a big mouth, but you know what? I can back that big mouth up. So you know what? Why don't you bring your ass down to America and let's see what's rumble? You know. Anytime, any place, anywhere, you know, I'll give you your little day of rest. I'll let you, you know, get that little jet lag so you can't make any excuses why I beat you.
So I'll even wrestle you on the plane before we land.
There we go. Match on the plane.
How am I going to? That's not going to happen. That's not going to work. That just is not going to work out. But you know what?
Now you're making excuses.
How do we think the match happen? That's what I need to know.
Let's do this. I've heard a lot about that federation you've been speaking about. I've been watching what's going down there. I've seen some big names come through there, and obviously you guys need a big name as mine. Yeah. So you know, I don't mind helping the little guys out now and then. You know, let's do it.
Little guys.
There it is. Shots have been fired a few times so far, but they are not stopping.
Yeah, shots have been fired. Shots have definitely been fired.
AJ, where are you on all this? How do we make this happen?
Put you in the place now, AJ. You better start talking. You better start talking, buddy. Myself and Briscoe, about to tear things down.
We were having such a good conversation. How the hell?
It got real.
You guys want to fight?
Yes, for real. I want to fight. Well, I mean, what
you want to fight?
What more do you want? I want to bring his brains down to the ground, and I want to grab that title and hold it against his head and show him who's the best.
I love you to bits, brother. I love you to bits, but be careful of what you wish for.
Mm-hmm. I'm praying right now.
Be careful of what
you're gonna
you
have to pray. You're gonna have to pray a lot more than that. You're gonna have to eat your vegetables, and you have to go to bed early, and you have to wake up and brush your teeth, and then you know, little Johnny is gonna make an appearance in America, and then you're gonna hope to be ready.
Okay, Johnny. Are you ready to face Briscoe again?
I've taken a year off for this. I'm ready.
Okay. You're going to have to take like 5 years off after you get done.
Okay. When do you guys want to do this?
Hey,
Whenever we can. Book the flight. Hey,
whenever Chicken Little can catch that flight, you know.
Chicken Little. I like that.
So let me
make it happen.
So here's what I think we need to do. We need to get AJ and we need to get Atomic on the same page so we can make this happen. And maybe down the line when we can set a date, we could bring all parties involved onto this show and we could do some contract virtual signings if we can't do them all in person right now. 100%. But what do I want to
if these guys want to fight so badly, who am I to stop them? They're both professionals. They're both great guys. And I would love to see where that title goes because Johnny has held it now.
Oh, we know where it's going. It's going to American back. It's going to go visit America and come back.
No, it's going to meet.
At the end of
next month.
At the end of next month, Johnny would be holding the title for exactly 1 year.
Wow. Congratulations, sir.
Well,
I do have to say that
COVID-19 has been a good tag mate.
That's true too.
Yeah, COVID-19 has been a definite good tag mate. But you know what? Locally, nobody stepped up to the plate.
Well, that's why you're gonna have to go international now, and I think
that's why we have to go international. Now, exactly.
What I'm curious about is. You've spoken that there's been one match before. So let me ask you this. You guys have met once in the ring. What happened? Wes, what happened? Let me ask you this. Cause you said it wasn't a fair fight. There may have been some questionable calls. I wasn't in Africa to be there. So I don't know. So let me hear this. What happened the first time around when you two met?
I remember somebody taking down the post and throwing opponent into the post. And then I remember
you're giving them the long version, Wes. Tell them the short version. Johnny Palacio beat you.
You did not beat me. You had every single ref on your side. You had the fans on your side. I even talked to you. The ref was hanging out with you before the match. I've never, ever seen that ever in my whole career of wrestling where you're like kind of like buddy ups with the ref, you know, like that was kind of weird.
So what you're saying is if I come up to America and I beat you, which is going to happen, I mean, I'm going to beat you in America, the fans are obviously going to be on your side. So what's my excuse is going to be then? If I mean, that doesn't even make sense.
It does make sense when you have a ref that you gave money to, quote unquote.
Let me tell you something, man. I didn't get paid enough. I didn't get paid enough to be able to pay a ref off, bud.
I don't know. Maybe you offered him some free training or something, but I know there was some shady stuff going on backstage, and that was the reason why you got the win. Straight up. That was the reason why Johnny got the win, because there was some foul play in the locker room, and you want to call it. See, that's why you're putting your hand over your face, because you know there was some foul
play. No, I'm putting my hand over my face because, you know, it's such a sad day when someone who's a legend and who's got the legend background as himself starts making excuses because they slipped up and they lost. You know, to me, that's sad. I mean, you know, when I lose, I take it on the chin. I say, fine, guy was better than me. He beat me 1, 2, 3. It happens. Not you. All of a sudden, I don't get it. I don't understand it. How can you just be on the day? I beat you on the day.
I don't want to hear
this. He came to South Africa.
Cut him off.
Didn't expect the talent.
Get out. So, AJ, are you going to make this happen or what?
Okay, I'm going to make this happen. But I just want to let you know one thing. Okay? What you just said there now was wrong, okay? To the extent that this will never ever happen under my watch, and you know me, okay? And neither will it happen under Sean's watch, okay? Because you know Sean as well. So you want to fight? You got to fight, brother. I will get down there, and I will put that title on the line against you.
All right. There it is. I'll see that happen. I mean, I got nothing respect for Johnny, but he can't come on our show and say that I did not see some stuff going on. So you know what? We'll just leave it at that. Why don't we just me and you just kind of catch up and let's dial down the volume a little bit and let's take it easy a little bit. Let's catch up with my good buddy AJ.
I love you. You know that.
So, man, I guess what I want to talk about, normal stuff, because we kind of got all this wrestling out the way. What's been going down? How's South Africa doing right now as a country, as a whole? How are you guys getting by?
Well, basically, we're getting close to normality again, but it's kind of the new normality because now we've gone down to level one where we are allowed to go back to like church, and instead of if there's a funeral, there was not more than 20 people allowed at a funeral. Now it's up to 100. Now it's social gatherings up to 50 people in a household. So we're getting back. The most important thing is that the bottle stores are open again and we're allowed to smoke again.
The essentials are open.
The essentials, you know.
I mean, like you're my kind of guy. I think me and you need to hang out sometime, AJ. Wait,
who gives a shit about food? I mean,
I do.
You know?
I do.
I love my food. Don't get me wrong. I love my food. But, you know, when you take away my alcohol and my cigarettes after a great meal, then we've got a problem, bud.
Yeah, I think me and you had a couple of Johnny Walker Blacks and some really good meals in South Africa.
Yeah, no, we need to have a couple more.
Man, what was that one restaurant we ate at?
Which one? We ate at so many restaurants.
Oh, it was the one where we had everybody. It was a big steakhouse.
That would have been the one in Cape Town?
I think so.
Yeah, the casino.
Yeah, that
big steakhouse. Upstairs there.
Yeah.
That we decided that we're going to start smoking in a non-smoking area.
You guys are smoking, not me. I don't smoke.
Yeah, I know that. But, yeah. Now, that trip was a memorable trip. And, yeah, let's make a memorable trip of this trip to the U.S.,
Yes, definitely. When you guys come up for that, AJ, I'll come down to Florida from Minnesota, and we'll go to the restaurants. You asked about if there were good restaurants there. We'll find them, because I'm on that wavelength.
A nice poke bowl. I want the proper poke bowl.
I'll cook it. I'll catch the fish myself and cook it.
That's the other thing, is Wes is a phenomenal cooker.
I know that. Especially with his mahi-mahi.
Yeah. Get that mahi-mahi. I get that tuna, too. I get that blackfin tuna. We get that red snapper. We get that hogfish. Mm.
Now you're talking.
Snook, redfish. I can keep going on and on. Blacktail grouper. But, AJ, I want to say thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, guys.
And I'm looking forward to lining up this this fight.
Let's make it happen.
Yeah, eventually Johnny's still trying to get on here. Do we want any final words?
No, yeah, I think let's give him one more word.
Do we want to do a final word, you two? Let's give him something he's hanging out backstage. I can't get rid of this guy. I don't know, Wes.
Yeah, let's give him one more word. Come on, Wes. Yes, sport.
We're gonna bring Johnny on.
We're gonna have one more word.
Final word. All right, Johnny, you're back. We're going to go final word for you and Wes. Again, title match, stateside. I love you guys. You're great guys. I'm glad to meet y'all, but I gotta take my boy's side. I'm saying if you come over here, you're probably leaving with some lighter luggage. But final word, Johnny, Wes, title match. What's happening?
Well, am I allowed to talk, or are you guys going to kick me off again?
You're good. I'm going to let you talk. We'll let you talk.
All right. Well, I'm going to bring it, and I can promise you, if you rate the first match that we had, if you watched it on YouTube and you rate it and you think it was a good match, stay tuned for round two, ladies and gentlemen, because it's not going to just be good. It's going to be next level.
All right, Wes, what do you got?
Man, just looking forward to it. Ready to rumble. Let's do it.
There it is. AJ? We're going to somehow make this happen. We're going to get you guys over here into Florida, and we're going to get this match happen because I think this has to happen. There's a lot of tension going on this. This is the most.
Let's do a virtual signing. That will be interesting. Yeah.
I believe that would be a great idea. We'll have to do that. But I do want to thank AJ and Johnny for coming on to the show today. We really do appreciate you guys being here. Again, follow them on their social medias, find them online, YouTube, whatever you guys have, please plug it now.
Yeah.
Thank you guys.
Thanks so much, man. It was really, really cool.
Is there anything like you want to share your Facebook, your Instagram, your
website? We would like to share it on Facebook and on YouTube and Instagram.
What is it?
Basically, Johnny Palacio. Johnny Palacio on Facebook, Johnny Palacio on Twitter, Johnny Palacio on Instagram, @Johnny Palacio, and Top Stars Wrestling on Facebook, AWA, African Wrestling Alliance, all over the place. So yeah, go give us a follow, go give us a like. All our stuff's on YouTube, and yeah, thanks for the time, much appreciated.
See you soon, Wizzy boy.
See you later, Johnny.
All right, Johnny. Thank you guys again for joining us. We're gonna kick you guys off here, and Wes and I are gonna wrap this show up. So again, thank you, Johnny. Thank you, AJ.
Thank you.
A pleasure to meet you, boys. Hopefully, we can do this in real life soon. Wow, what the hell, Wes? That was crazy. I've never, we haven't had an episode where we've had guests on that it got that tense between you and a guest.
Yeah, that was the first time. I mean, I guess there's always a first time for something. And, you know, it is what it is. I respect Johnny a lot, and he's one hell of an athlete, and it's going to be one hell of a match. But, you know, I want to move on from that, and I want to kind of talk about Animal a little bit and kind of like how I know Animal, Joe Laurinaitis. I probably met Joe when I was probably 10 years old. And, you know, of course, being a kid, you're always a fan of them. You were always, they just had that it factor. And when I got to meet him, the first thing he came up to me and said, he's like, man, I love your dad. I love your uncle. They helped me out so much. They were so kind to me. And, you know, just the respect that he gave to my dad and my uncle was just phenomenal. And he says it in his book and documentaries. And it was awesome. And then we fast forward a couple of years later and I start wrestling. And every match I go to that he's there or doing a signing, he's like, where's Wes? Where's Wes? He's like, and you can hear him like yelling. And of course, we'll meet up and we sit there, and he always is like, I'm sitting right next to you. So he'll just set up his merch right next to me, and we just sit there and just talk and chill. And he was just one of those wrestlers that, man, I just was such a big fan of and had so much respect for, and just was absolutely just in awe every time. And for me to be able to call him my friend is something that I think I'm going to cherish the rest of my life. Like, I literally consider him, and I can call him my friend.
Yeah. I mean, that again, being there at that anniversary show with you guys for Atomic, and him being there and him walking you and Eric Bischoff Garrett Bischoff to the wing, as you guys were defending your tag titles, that in itself was just a cool moment, watching him cut that promo talking about you and your family and the Bischoff family and his, you know, how those roads have all crossed. And again, what stands out the most to me is, again, as a little kid, who didn't want to be Legion of Doom, the Road Warriors?
Who did not have the foam?
Yeah, everybody did. I mean, my friends who aren't even wrestling fans anymore, when this happened the other day, were like, what? That was my favorite tag team. You know, and it's just, the guy was so nice. That's the one thing I'm always going to remember about him, is again, just how great he treated me personally. And all he did was, all it was you introduced me, and he just looked right at me and was like, this is a good guy right here, pointing at you. And he's like, so if you're cool with him, we're good. And then that was it, man. Like, he sat and shot the shit with me for a little while. I got to look at the shoulder pads, which, I mean, that's huge. I'm the one that filmed the whole video. If you guys go to YouTube, you can watch that vlog. We have it up, and you can see Road Warrior Animal cut that promo as he brings Wes and Garrett to the ring. And I was the one filming all that. And I mean, it even got to the point that night backstage where, like, Sandman, who we don't like to mention on this show, but Sandman was talking his ear off, and you can tell he was like, so he started talking to me and one of our other friends to kind of be like, I'm done talking to this guy. And it was, I mean, again, just the kindest.
That was in the night that I was going to knock Sandman.
No. This was still that anniversary show. So a year like before that incident happened,
man, I wish I should have knocked him out. I knew I should have knocked him out, but I was just like, I felt bad because, like, A, if I knock him out, is like, he's old man, he's drunk, he's like, whatever. And plus, I still got to go wrestle Shane Douglas for the Florida Atomic Heavyweight Championship. And I'm like, I don't want to hurt my hand. Right. And I'm looking at him. And the funniest thing is, because I'm looking at Sandman, and he was like some tough guy, some brag. I'm like, he like is what it is, whatever. And he don't know about me. He don't know like my past and my struggles and what I've had to deal with and the fights that I've been through. So when he want to act all tough and like get up in my face, I literally looked at him and I said, hey, either we can fight right now. I'll fight you here. I'll fight you outside. I'll fight you in the bathroom. I'll fight you anywhere. We can either do this right now or I'm going to go discuss my match with Shane Douglas. What do you want to do? And guess what he chose? He chose the smart decision.
Yeah.
Walked his ass out.
Yeah, he made a very wise decision that night. That's the thing. Like our friends from Africa were saying, you're a very kind and one of the greatest people once you meet you and everything like that. But here's the other thing too, is there are a few things that you are very passionate about. And if someone is disrespecting those things or mistreating them,
bullying other wrestlers, mm-hmm. And the whole reason, guys, I'm not trying to promote this and be a tough guy. The whole reason why I did this was because he was bullying younger wrestlers. And he was degrading younger wrestlers, and I'm not going to stand for that from some drunk guy that all his gimmick was hitting people with weapons.
Right.
No, that ain't going to fly in my locker room. That ain't going to fly nowhere. You're going to treat everybody with respect, and if you don't, you're going to have to come face me, whether you want to face me in the ring, whether you want to face me outside, the bathroom, wherever. I'll meet you up anywhere. We can go behind Walmart. I don't care.
Trio.
Oh, high school days, boy.
Yo, you better be in the parking lot when I get out there. Yeah, man, it was a crazy situation. But again, back to what we were talking about, very sad to lose a great legend. And again,
I want to know a question. What do you think about the rumors of Roman and The Rock for WrestleMania?
Yeah, that's an interesting one that you're bringing up right now. I mean, it makes sense. Their family, you know, I feel like Vince has wanted to do this for a while. The interesting note on that story, though, is this last week, Rock actually commented on it in an interview and actually said, like,
I actually believe it.
Right. Yeah. Because whenever he actually acknowledges something, then it makes you kind of start thinking, like, maybe they're talking. But he said, you know, he said, like, yeah, it makes sense. That should be the next thing. Now, for me personally, as a fan, I'm so invested in the Triple H Rock little bickering that's gone on over the last like 10 years. And 4, 5, 6 years ago, they cut a great promo backstage when Rock was just at a SmackDown doing something. And it was them backstage getting in each other's face, like, oh, like that one time at Mania. And then, oh, well, if we do another Mania, I'm going to beat you. No, I'm going to beat you. And it was such a great segment backstage watching two legends just talk to each other and building a match that wasn't even really a match because nothing came from it. And for that, I've always been like, I want him to come back and have one more with Triple H because I think it would be great. And again, that's also like, I know it's old school and it's like, you know, give the younger guys a shot and all that stuff.
I want to see Roman and Rock.
Yeah, it would be cool to see what they do.
Because they're family and they'll strike each other hard and they'll put on a way better match than Triple H versus Rock. A, because family, Simone, they got chemistry upon chemistry. There is just something in that bloodline. This would be a hell of a match, and this would be the match that would probably put Roman to the level of status that he finally deserves, which I believe Roman's a great dude, and I believe, but I think this will finally give him that. Give him that opportunity and actually, you know, put up a hell of a fight. And what I would like to see, the only thing that I'm worried about is, you know, I want to see what Roman comes back with this promo game. I got to hear it because The Rock's gonna eat you up on the promos.
Yeah.
So Roman got to step his promo game up. He got to be like witty. He got to be on his feet. He can't just sit there and just let The Rock chew him up on the promos. So that's a good thing. And how you said Triple H kind of stood with him with the promo wise. So that's something we're going to have to see from Roman.
Yeah, especially too, because right now, you know, he's paired up with Paul Heyman. So how long does that run? Does that run through the next Mania? So would it be Paul Heyman on the mic mostly for Roman? Which is fine, because I would be all in on watching Paul Heyman, Roman.
Well, Paul Heyman can hang with The Rock.
Exactly. So I would be all about it. They got to do something. If they're going to bring Rock back, I would hope they do something with him and Roman, because they gotta do something to kind of make it better from that weird having Rock show up at the Royal Rumble to save Roman that did not go over well with the – it's like the only time since Rock's been back as a movie star that he was catching a little heat for. And you know Rock, he's a babyface guy. If he's coming back, he's getting cheered right now. Otherwise, yeah. And he didn't. You could tell he didn't appreciate that. And it was just a position they put him in that, again, they were still really forcing Roman. The fans weren't taking it yet, and it was just an awkward position to put The Rock and Roman both in. So it'd be cool to see them have an actual storyline, an actual feud, and a big match to kind of erase that little footnote of them being in the ring together at that awkward Royal Rumble. So I'm all for it. I'm all for anything that involves The Rock coming back, though.
Yeah. And what my question to you is, what's up with Ricochet?
I know. Yeah. There was rumors that he was trying to get out of it, that he was going to get out of his contract when it ended with WWE. He's come out and said that that's not true and he's not going anywhere. You know, he's getting lost in the shuffle right now. They got the Hurt Business, which is, you know, MVP Shelton, Bobby Lashley, and is it Cedric Alexander?
And who just what tag team just quit
from WWE?
Yes, Sonny and they were pushing him really hard, and one of his partners got hurt, and then they're running NXT. They were big Samoans, or one was Indian.
AOP, Authors of Pain. AOP,
they're done.
Yeah, they let them go. And that they had a good thing going with those guys when they had Paul Ellering, the original manager of Legion of Doom, the greatest tag team of all time. They had a good run when he was their manager. One of the greatest tag teams of all time. I forgot. I'm sorry, Papa Briscoe and Uncle Jack, we can never forget that. So top tag team of all time ever. But he was doing a really good job with those guys, Paul Ellering was, and then they kind of just pulled him off for no reason. I don't know if he was just like, I'm done, or they were like, we're done using you. But ever since that happened, and then they put Drake Maverick with them, which didn't really help, especially when they dressed him just like them, and it was like he was their little mini-me, and then on their own, it just didn't – it didn't translate well on TV to the fans, and then they just weren't around, and now they've been let go. They're great workers. They're big dudes. They can move in the ring. I enjoyed every match they had on NXT. So it was kind of sad, but it'll be interesting to see. That's just it. Anybody who leaves WWE now, there's so many options. You got Impact, ROH,
and yeah. Well, I was just gonna ask you that. Have you seen any of the Impact stuff?
I've watched highlights and stuff, because I don't get access TV, so I cannot watch it live. I have watched some of the stuff. I'm still a little befuddled on what's going on with Heath and why they're doing the angle where he's still begging to be hired. Doesn't make sense. He's a hot star. Like, that should be a guy you're pushing. The women's stuff has been kind of interesting. Kylie Rae is now going to have a match with Deonna Purrazzo. They're teasing the whole Susie Sue Young transformation. She's Susie now. Sounds like she's about to head back to Sue Young, which is always a fun character just because it's so creepy.
Yeah,
it really is. I know you've been on shows with when Sue Young's been at the show, and I mean, that's one of the only gimmicks where I see it on TV and I'm still like, ooh, like if she was around me, I'd kind of maybe have a shiver down my spine. And I like the transition that they're doing where she sometimes goes back into that Sue Young mode. Yeah. You know, the thing is, they took a lot of hits. I mean, Sami Callihan's still, you know, still there. And I think he's probably one of the strongest people they have on their talent right now. But I mean, yeah, again, I don't get to watch a lot of it just because I don't have that channel, but I like some of the creative things they're doing. I would like to see more of them. I think Bound for Glory is coming up soon, so I think I have like a free credit on Fight TV, so I might actually get it. But yeah, I like it. I'm interested to see, though, the ROH stuff. They're doing the tournament now. Our friend PJ's was in that. I'm interested to see how they recover and how NWA recovers, because both of them are now starting to produce again. So it's going to be interesting to see how those two can come back and how they cut into Impact and, you know, how that can all go. So, yeah, and I don't know where Wes just went. We'll give him a minute to see if he pops. There he is. There he is.
Internet problems.
That's all right. So, yeah, I'm interested to see where all those companies go. You know what Impact did that was kind of weird, though? They did this whole house thing where it's basically like wrestling real world, where they put a bunch of them in the house and the whole gimmick was they were living in the house and stuff. That was a little weird, but there were some entertaining moments. And the other feud that I'm actually kind of enjoyed is I think we're eventually building up to a Taya Valkyrie Rosemary match, which Ooh. Both are good workers. And I like the interactions between the two of them right now.
Yeah.
So I'm down for that. So anything Rosemary, I'm down.
Yeah, she's a good girl. Well, man, what else is there to talk about?
I mean, there's not much left to really talk about. We got Clash of Champions coming up this weekend for WWE. Every match will have a title belt up for grabs. You know, it's going to be I'm always partial to those shows where every match is a championship match. I'm going to enjoy it. I'm looking forward to it. There's some really good matches. The match to watch, Ace's pick, let's just call it, I guess, for Clash of Champions is going to be that Intercontinental Championship match, the ladder match. It's going to be AJ Styles, Sami Zayn, and oh my gosh, how am I forgetting the third participant?
Kevin Owens?
No, and I'm gonna look it up, because again, this is the match that I think is going to be,
and he doesn't even know the third opponent.
Well, and we've had so much go on this show, Wes, that I'm still a little frazzled, I guess you could say. Like I said, we've had a lot going on, but here we go. We got the card right here. Where is it? It's Jeff Hardy. AJ Styles, Sami Zayn. Ladder match for the Intercontinental Championship. Again, that's going to be my pick. That's going to be the match of the show. And this show is pretty stacked. I do want to ask you about one match, and then we can head out, I think, for the show that is on this card. And the only reason I want to ask you about it is, A, we've already talked about him once tonight, and I know you know both of them. I know you know the family. So I'm interested to see hear your take on this, but we do have a Universal Championship match happening at Clash of Champions, and that is Roman Reigns versus his cousin, Jey Uso.
Well, that's going to be fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be my top match.
Yeah. All right, there it is. There you guys. You got Wes's pick for the night.
Once we get that Patreon, then we can all watch it live together, and you can hear me and Ace's opinions. And that's something we're going to do on our Patreon, where we'll watch pay-per-views together and do stuff like that.
Yeah, definitely. Kyle, thanks for watching. Jamie, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Jamie.
Jamie knows it's been a long day at work in this week, so my brain's not completely there. That's why I couldn't remember everything. But yeah, man, Patreon's coming soon. We're working on just a couple things because we want to do it right, and we want to make sure you guys get everything out of it that we do. But yeah, definitely one of the things is we're going to do a couple watch-alongs, a couple private chats with just us, a couple other cool things that we're working on for the Patreon. So watch for that coming in the upcoming weeks. I have hand surgery going on tomorrow. We've had this happen once already, and we have it happen again tomorrow. So we will not be bringing you a show next week because I'll be in recovery mode, because it's hard to run all this stuff with just one hand. So that's what I got going on for my next week. Do you have anything you want to pump out there?
That's enough.
That's a no. All right. Well, you know, we had a blast hanging out with you guys again. Thank you to our guests. We had AJ and Johnny Palazzo from Africa, from AWA. And is it TSW?
Yeah, TSW.
TSW. Yep. Awesome. So again, thank you for those guys. It got a little tense. I got to say, man, if this match happens in Florida, I am coming down. I'm going to be in your corner. I'm going to watch you beat Johnny Palazzo and take his title.
Yeah, big shout out to the VOC Nation and everyone else that supports us. Thank you very much. I know we're bootleg and we just throw stuff out there, but we do it just to have fun and just to kick it. So
that's right. Yeah, definitely like us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. You can find us on YouTube, the Briscoe and Big Ace Show. Subscribe, click the notifications. Again, we usually let you know about a day before or the day of if we're going to go live, give you some hours notice because we're busy guys. You know, so again, like all that stuff. Again, VOC Radio Nation, you can get the exclusive audio versions of our shows on their website. So make sure you check it out. If you can't always watch us live or watch the video, you can always get the audio version from VOC Radio Nation. Otherwise, guys, we'll see you in probably 2 weeks when my hand's a little bit better.
Yeah, and I think I got another guest in mind that I'm going to have on, so it should be a good one.
Ooh, so we're going to have an announcement then soon, too, as well, for our next guest on the Briscoe and Big Ace Show. Yep. Wes, love you, brother. I will see you very soon. Everybody else, take it easy. Enjoy your weekend. Be safe. Love each other. Be kind. It's not hard. Things are crazy. Let's just get through this, everybody. All right. Enjoy your Thursday and have a good Friday, everybody. We'll see you next time.
This is the Slickster, the Doctor of Style, and you're listening to VOC Nation.
Check out In the Room
every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Kazzy Fist, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Haku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into like snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Ken Resnick.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airlines cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could find?
Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Taylor, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Time, or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Stadium Journey, the worldwide leader in stadium reviews for the traveling sports fan, is proud to present the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation. Join us as we talk with prominent figures from around the sports world to discuss issues pertaining to sports travel and stadiums around the globe. New episodes air on VOC Nation Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Join Paul Baker, Dave Cartney, Mark Viquez, Dan Calachico, and guests from throughout the sports world on the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation.
On Wrestling with Problems, we deal with two things, wrestling and problems. On the wrestling side, we cover the major feds as well as the indies. As far as problems go, we cover our problems, American problems, and world problems. Sometimes the problems are even related to wrestling. Every week, comedian King David Lane and wrestler promoter Chris Best discuss the best and especially the worst in the world of wrestling with a heaping dose of comedy. Check us out live on VOCNation.com or on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro. Talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out. VOCNation.com. WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Yo, this is Jerry Stags of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobs here. You get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up in this mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.